Well, here we are in front of Lancaster Priory, which is in Lancaster in Lancashire, of course. This is now the parish church, but it was originally built many centuries ago to be a priory, a Benedictine priory, built on the site of an old Anglo-Saxon church itself, built on the site of a Roman building that we think may actually have been a temple. So this has been a religious site for many, many centuries. But the reason why I wanted to come here is because, of course, the priory at which this was originally was a daughter house of a monastic building over in France. And of course, throughout the Middle Ages, the Catholic Church represented a transnational organisation of immense wealth and power. Now, whatever your feelings about the Roman Catholic Church are today, back then, it portrayed itself as being an enormous force for good, and indeed it did achieve many worthwhile things. It brought an end to a lot of the more unpleasant feudal violence between various squabbling lords. It imposed what it called the Truce of God, that was, it protected civilians during wars and so on. However, it was also an enormously wealthy institution, and buildings such as this represented a way by which wealth could be funneled out of the Kingdom of England and taken over to Europe to be used for all sorts of purposes. Many of them no doubt good, but none of them really directly relevant to England or to the people of England. And it was those problems which very largely motivated King Henry VIII in the 1530s to break with the church in Rome and to, if you like, repatriate the powers over religion and the enormous wealth which the church had built up over the centuries. That wealth, once it was kept in this country, was then available to improve the economy of England and to lay the foundations for the economic revolution and the industrial changes that came later. So, the priory we have here, parish church for the good people of Lancaster, but it does show the problems that can be imposed on a country when it is part of a transnational organisation, which really is not answerable at all to the people of this country. I can't help being reminded, of course, of our current relationship with the European Union, another transnational organisation, another organisation which is moving money out of this country over to the continent, which portrays itself as being an enormous power for good. Though whether the money it takes from us is actually used for worthwhile purposes or not, I think is something of an open question. Now, when Henry VIII broke from Rome, it represented a decisive shift in the fortunes of England. England was then set up an upward trajectory in economic terms, in political terms, and so on. And I believe that leaving the European Union will have a similarly beneficial effect. Again, the wealth will be able to be kept in this country for our purposes and to improve the economy of this country. And all in all, we will again be breaking with an organisation which proclaims itself to be marvellous and wonderful, but is not in fact answerable to the people of this country at all. And there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that if Henry VIII was alive today, he'd be voting to leave the European Union in our referendum. We can always learn from the past.